Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind Friday? What's in your town edition of the program brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Little Missouri, and Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites, Watford City, and Newtown today on the program. Brings us to Harvey, North Dakota. That's where we are today. Big fire here last night, so Harvey's in the news. We got a report on that last hour. Thankfully, no one harmed, no one injured, everyone out, everyone safe, but total loss for the domicile, the home for nine families. So that's unfortunate. We're going to tell you about one of the businesses of Harvey, North Dakota in just a moment here, the Dakota Seasonings. You may have seen them at Dakota Pride shows or had some of their wonderful jams, jellies, or dips, or soups, or any other goodies in the past. I look forward to finding out a little bit about that. And also Senator Rich Warden is going to be here. We're going to talk about what the House has done, weighed in now on the formula change. Basically, the oil tax and the percentage of it. There was an effort to make sure that rather than have the oil come out of the ground in, oil-producing counties, sent to Bismarck and then sent back, hey, why don't you just keep that and deal with needs to change the formula. But the price of oil now is changing what was proposed for that revamping, that reform of it. We're going to find out from Senator Rich Wardner what he expects over in the Senate on that coming up in the program. Let's see here. What else? Oh, we've got to solve the bread controversy, right? The bread and Todd, the one about you and I being uneducated and being a example of a failure of the education system. Because we don't, bread and circus, that's what it was. I couldn't remember what the term. Somebody used bread and circus as an answer for something earlier, and I said I didn't get it. And Dave, listening in Manitoba on What's on Your Mind, evidently has the answer for us. Is that right, Dave?
Yes.
Lay it on me.
Bread and circuses. Translated to modern times, it would mean welfare checks and 50-inch TVs.
Oh, I see.
Keep their mind off what's going on.
So, keep their mind off what's going on.
Yeah. That's it. It comes from the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
All right, so in other words, feed them bread and show them a circus every now and then, and they won't pay attention that Rome's burning around them?
Exactly.
I see, okay. And the modern-day equivalent is just give them a welfare check, and as long as they got a 50-inch TV, then they're
yeah. Yeah. They'll worry about the dress they have to wear then.
All right, I get it, yeah. No, I don't know if that's taught in classrooms or it should, but I guess it's just...
Oh, heavens, no, they wouldn't teach that nowadays.
I guess they didn't teach it when I went to school either, but...
Getting too close to the truth.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, yeah. Something to that. I'm with you, Dave. Thank you for schooling us up today. You're a fine instructor, okay?
You're very welcome.
Yes, very nice of you to call. Appreciate that very much. Bye-bye. All right, before we get back to more of your calls on these and other topics today, we still got to get to President Obama's answer on the Keystone XL pipeline in that interview yesterday. We'll do that. We are going to chat with one of the owners of Dakota Seasonings and Amberlin Foods. We are broadcasting live today. Tammy Feist is here. Tammy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Tammy's at home with a sick youngster. I understand there's a little bit of a bug that's roaring through Harvey. It's been everywhere this year, right? So the kids
are... Yeah, it finally hit our house beginning of this week, so I'm at home with my second kid now.
I know. I told Tammy, I said, just stay there with that little boy, and we will do this on the phone. We'll make this nice and easy, and meanwhile, I'll get to hang out with the crew here at the shop, which is fun. So
yeah, that's great. I got great employees.
You do, and you have a great product that goes everywhere, and right here out of Harvey, North Dakota. So tell us, first of all, about the product. Dakota Seasonings is the product, right?
Yep.
What's your what are you most proud of? I'm sure that's a long list, but what's the top seller, the big seller that you just love so much?
I'd probably have to say our best seller is the North Dakota State Fruit Choke Cherry Jelly and Syrup, and, you know, it's very hard to come by. You cannot get it just anywhere. You literally have to go out in the wild and pick it. And I have families up north that pick it for me. And people just love it. It's still their favorite. Far, far away, you know, Texas, wherever, people are ordering it because their grandma used to make it. So that's probably the biggest, our bestseller.
And Dakota Seasonings at Amberlin Foods has been around since 1988. You and your husband have owned it how long?
We just are in the start of our fifth year.
Fun. That's neat. It really is. And you're shipping everywhere, I understand. I mean, literally all across the fruited plain, huh?
Yes. Yep. We have our website, so people order off there all the time. And then especially people that are from North Dakota, they are very familiar with Pride of Dakota. So, you know, they order it for people who, you know, friends that have never tried it or people who just missed it and haven't had it. So, yeah, it goes all over.
And is it used for gifts a lot? I mean, people buy these things for the nice gift boxes you have and everything, or are they just consumers themselves? Tell us a little bit about how this product sells.
I think a lot of it is gifts, definitely, just because it is a specialty item. It's gourmet. You know, it is a little expensive, but it's hard to come by, and we are a small business, so, you know, we can't just rack it out thousands of jars at a time. So it is more of a gift, but we're trying to push more of it to be a consumer item. You know, we hopefully will be in bigger grocery stores here very shortly because we got grant money through the APUC, Agricultural Utilization Commission, and we got nutritional information done. So we're in the process of getting that put on all of our products.
And that's a prerequisite before you can go on the store shelves, I guess, right?
Yep, yeah. The bigger, like the local grocery store in town here, he does it out of, you know, the kindness of his heart, but the bigger grocery store chains, it's required, so.
Very interesting. By the way, their website is dakotaseasonings.com. They have an 800 number that folks use as well, 800-950-4558. Tell me about some of those seasonings, dips, and spread mixes, because I knew about the wild choke cherry jelly and the jams and all those things. I was less familiar with some of your seasonings and your dips.
The dips? We've only come out with one new one since we have taken over ownership. I had a production manager at the time that I told her what I wanted, and she came up with it. But they're very simple. They're all just a one-time use. You mix them up. Our German potato salad, you know, everyone says it tastes like my mom's, or, you know, if you've bought it, you will rebuy it. Our bread stuffing mix, it's so simple, and it goes like hotcakes during the holiday time. And then we did come out with a meat rub seasoning shaker, so. And the main ingredient in that is coffee. So we're just trying to stick with the old North Dakota roots.
So, folks, whether it's, you know, the Juneberry jam or the wild chokeberry chili, the green, creamy brown and wild rice soup mix, that's some of the hot sellers. There's gift boxes and all kinds of neat gift ideas. They have a catalog, website, and whatever it is, they want to customize a box for you, they'll take care of you. So even send a personalized card with your gift. And it's kind of neat to have these things, you know, with that Dakota Pride label. That helps. A lot of folks specifically are looking for those Dakota Pride items, aren't they, Tammy?
Yeah, they definitely are. And it's amazing how Pride of Dakota is as old as we are, or like Amberlin Foods is, but it's amazing how in the last 3 to 4 years, how it has just taken off in the state, and everyone is just such great supporters of it.
It really is. It's fantastic. Look for the Pride of Dakota label. You'll find it on Dakota Seasonings with that natural goodness and lots of other items as well. Well, thanks for having us today. It's been great fun, and hope your little one gets better. And
yeah. Well, thanks you guys for coming. Sorry I missed you guys, but you know, like I said, I got great employees and great community. So I hope you guys enjoy yourselves today.
That's fantastic. Good luck for continued success.
Thank you.
Homemade right here in Harvey, North Dakota. Dakota Seasonings. Isn't that fun? I'd love to go to every single one of the Pride of Dakota locations. You know, this is entrepreneurism at its finest. It's kind of cool. So really appreciate being in beautiful Harvey, North Dakota today with our special What's in Your Town broadcast. Also want to thank our sponsors for making it happen. They include Harvey Sand and Gravel, Tom's Home Furnishings, Gooseneck Implement, First International Bank, as well as State Farm, Bob Flack, State Farm agent here, Amberlin Foods, Medicine Shop, Mid-Dakota Lumber, as well as the First State Bank of Harvey, bringing you our special broadcast today from Harvey, North Dakota, the What's in Your Town tour. I don't know how many towns we've been to, but we there's good memories from every single one of the stops. You know, whether it's a place like this that's, you know, cranking out foods all across the USA, or, you know, just neat little stories about the people here, mostly just the hometown feel really is neat. We're going to head over to JW's Pizzeria and Restaurant later today and meet some more of the folks here, and I'm looking forward to that. They tell me that the pizza's great, Sandwiches are fabulous. We've got a lunch buffet over there, so it's one of the best here in Harvey. JW's Pizzeria and Restaurant is cranking already bright and early this morning, too, as a matter of fact. And our friends at Harvey Sand and Gravel want me to tell you that longevity is the sign of business that knows what it means to serve and be committed to its customers. Sign of business leadership that knows how to navigate the waters of economic uncertainty. And they've been doing it since 1985 at Harvey Sand and Gravel, serving the customers, the community of Harvey, navigating their way to success through times of national prosperity and drought. So, Harvey Sand and Gravel, sponsor of Harvey Promotion Day. Got a construction project, need to be talking with Susan and her team at Harvey Sand and Gravel. They'll help you navigate the project and get it to a successful completion. Call them at 701-324-4671. Best to Harvey, right there. All right, when we come back, I want your critique for President Obama's answer on why he vetoed the Keystone XL pipeline. Okay? Kirsten Keeley from WDAY interviewed him at the White House yesterday. We were talking about that on the program. One of the questions on Keystone. Hear the answer when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? That's the question we ask. You get to answer it and tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 in Harvey, North Dakota today for our What's in Your Town tour. Margie told us what's on her mind. She's emailed this note talking about the llamas, the dress craze yesterday. We were talking about in our first hour. When CBS has a five-minute newscast on prime time about the llamas in Sun City, we won't have to think about what is really going on in the world. History is being destroyed in Iraq. Christians are being taken off the face of the earth. But someone apparently doesn't want Americans to know just how bad the president is in defending our country. We are engaged in global Islamic jihad. We need leadership. We lived through Hitler and said never again. Well, again is here. And our country is not standing up to it. Margie, thanks for the comment. I'm not sure you can, well, 5 minutes on the llamas is a little much, but, you know, I take it she's suggesting that the media is using this as a diversion. I think we're more to blame than the media. I'm not here to defend big media ever by any stretch. But, you know, when I look at 16 million clicks and 6 hours to debate what the color of a dress is, that happened yesterday. Over a stupid dress that was for sale. People trying to debate what the color of it was. You can't make this up. And llamas on the loose in Arizona. Well-intentioned little snafu. Now, I get a little snippet here, a little snippet there, but I think it's us, Margie. I think it's us. And, you know, you can't be 24/7 on the threats we face. Otherwise, you're going to be paralyzed in fear. But I think we're not paying anywhere near enough attention. I really do. So I agree with you there. I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to agree or disagree. Okay. I'd like your critique of President Obama's answer on the Keystone XL pipeline question from Kirsten Keeley in the interview that happened yesterday at the White House. Some of you called yesterday and said that Keystone XL pipeline, you got to answer. All right, and evidently that was the top question of everybody who submitted something for the news organization WDAY to ask. So that one made the list. And here's the question. Tell me what you think of his answer.
Mr. President, North Dakota is the number two oil-producing state in the country. And right now there's no pipeline to get that oil out of North Dakota. Some say that's costing the state jobs. They want to know, why do you veto the Keystone XL pipeline?
Well, initially, Keystone was vetoed because Congress was trying to circumvent a process that's been in place for years to evaluate all the aspects of it. More importantly, though, part of the reason North Dakota has done so well is because we have been very much promoting domestic U.S. Energy use. And I've already said I'm happy to look at how we can increase pipeline production for U.S. oil. But Keystone is for Canadian oil to send that down to the Gulf. It bypasses the United States. It's estimated to create a little over 250, maybe 300 permanent jobs. We should be focusing more broadly on American infrastructure for American jobs and American producers, and that's something that we very much support.
All right, so what do you think of that answer? What sticks out more than anything? It sounded to me like almost like Kirsten Keeley thought that we had no pipeline. Just the question kind of baffled me a little bit. Obviously, it's one more pipeline of many, which is necessary. But anyway, you know, he took the answer as, I'm glad she raised it. I think it needed to be asked. Why the jobs, everything else. But there's one thing that really stuck out to me in that answer. And I'm curious if you agree. So tell me what you heard there. And critique his answer. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. There is an Are You Kidding Me moment in President Obama's answer on the Keystone XL pipeline. There really is. And just a refresher, 100,000 barrels of oil would be the on-ramp every day. So a Bakken crude. So North Dakota crude on the Bakken crude that would go on the pipeline. And it would, by the way, go to the Gulf Coast where they have refineries that can take the tar sands and then they make gasoline and then we use gasoline. So there's a U.S. use for this as well. Stephen Fargo, critique of the answer. What did you hear there?
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I can barely listen to the man anymore. I don't exactly know what his agenda is, but I truly believe it is not in the best interest of the United States as you and I understand this country to be. He is a, you know, socialist Marxist. And again, those aren't fighting words. Those are dictionary definition of the economy that he believes would operate more effectively in the United States. And everything he does is to try to move us in that direction. And hence he ends up with massive mistruths to bold-faced lies to try to advance his secret agenda, or his disguised agenda, may be a better description.
Was there any particular part of that answer that caused you to want to drive off the road?
Yeah, that it's only Canadian oil and it just bypasses the United States. Well, do we have trains run through this country with Canadian goods that go to ports that get shipped out? Of course we do. It's called economic activity. So I don't know how many specific exact jobs there will be to actually operate the pipeline once it's up and running. It'll be a massive construction project, which should be excellent jobs for all kinds of people for several years. And then this hooey about global warming is just bunk, because if it doesn't end up here and we don't refine the product, it'll end up in China. And they refine oil in a much dirtier way than any refinery is going to do in the United States. So, it's like you say, I think they're just misrepresentations and half-truths every time he opens his mouth.
Yeah, you raise a very good point on what goes through the United States. I mean, come on, for crying out loud. If your bench is, if we're not going to use it here, then it can't go through the United States. Imagine the commerce that you're stopping. Very good point, Steve. Bob and Mandan, what in the president's answer sticks out for you?
When he said he's doing everything he can to promote oil production in the United States, he's doing everything he can to avoid it. You know, everything that's going on is on private land.
No kidding. That's exactly my thought. I mean, that was a breathtaking way. Look, we've promoted domestic U.S. energy. I hadn't noticed. The EPA.
Yeah, really. Really.
Everything you're doing is trying to make it more difficult.
Absolutely, yeah. I got to say, I'm in full agreement with Rudy Giuliani on this guy.
In that you're not sure how much he loves America.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It starts, you know, with Reverend Wright. If he sat in that church for 20 years and never heard Reverend Wright griping about the United States, he wasn't there awful much, evidently.
Bob, appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Senator Rich Wardner, update on the legislature at Crossover. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back at Harvey today with the What's in Your Town tour. Our thanks to our friends at Harvey Santa Gravel, Tom's Home Furnishings, Gooseneck Implement, First International Bank of Trust, your State Farm agent here, Bob Flack, Amberlin Foods, the Dakota Seasoning folks we talked to earlier, Medicine Shop, Mid-Dakota Lumber, as well as First State Bank of Harvey for bringing you our special broadcast today from Harvey, North Dakota. It's been fun to find out about what's happening here, and other than having a little bit of news we didn't expect with the fire last night, had a large apartment complex downtown Harvey, the Gross Apartments there, the old Red Owl building that displaced nine families. That's a sad deal, although really amazing to see a community rally around the fire department and those responding, and also the Cobblestone Inn. Took everybody in, made sure they had a place to stay, and just quickly said, you know, we got this. We'll have it. So you really like seeing that without question. I want to thank, as I mentioned, our friends from First State Bank of Harvey for nearly a century. They've been growing and changing with the community. Two convenient branches, Harvey and Animus. A lot of ATM locations. They can help you get the loan you need, help you create the financial service package to fit your short, your mid, or long-term financial plans. Competitive rates for regular savings and CDs, money market accounts, expertise of a bank that has been 100 years plus in all kinds of economic times. First State Bank, 700 Lincoln Avenue, Harvey, 604 Main Street, Animus, part of the best of North Dakota. Your community bank. Senator Rich Wardner, House Senate Majority Leader, joins us next, and it's crossover. It's a little bit of a break time, so good time to catch up with him. We'll talk about that formula bill that did pass over the House before they finished up on crossover. That comes over to the Senate and a few other things on the docket for the second half. Senator Wardner, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. Thank you, Chris, or Scott.
So does the
other guy.
Yeah, well, you're not alone in doing that. My brother Chris books the show, so it's always a Chris Scott thing. Hey, so does the leader get a break over crossover?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting relaxing right now. I have a place north of Kildare where my wife grew up, and it's a farmhouse that we keep up, and this is where we go to get away, and we're very relaxed, you bet.
That's good. That's good, because I tell you, the pace you guys keep is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if people understand, when you pack 80 days of legislation, you know, every other year into a legislative schedule, what that means. I mean, there is no quit in these guys. This is quite a pace, so you're probably ready for a little bit of a break.
I am, and it feels real good, and it gives you a chance to get your mind back and get organized.
So give me your highlights from the first half so far. What are you excited about?
Well, first of all, of course, getting the early funding out was probably the high point. In fact, That was fantastic that we were able to get that out before crossover, the 1.1 billion or 1,100 million, as you can think of it, and getting it out here to Western North Dakota. But there's also funding all across the state. It's going to help counties and townships, not just out west, but across the state. And I think it's fantastic that we can get it out so that they can start the bidding and get the better prices when it comes to doing road construction.
And I think it's well known what these communities in oil country are facing, and you were steadfast in getting there and finding out what was shovel ready and what they needed help with and pressing that. Lesser known probably is the help that is going to go out of oil country. But explain that to our listeners. Who's getting help and what's it for?
Well, outside of the oil country, and I know all we call them the non-oil counties, and they all were going to get some money as well as the townships in those counties. Keep in mind that when we talk about non-oil, it's all of the counties with the exception of the Big Ten producers. So there are some counties that have small production, but they're considered non-oil for this purpose. And so they're going to get some money to help with road infrastructure, bridges, and things of that nature. And I, it's a shot in the arm. I know the needs are more. I know they have more needs, but it's a shot in the arm. And if it wasn't for this oil funding that we have, they'd have to go to their property tax owners or property tax people to get that money. And if not, they just would have to go without. That's all.
Senator Rich Wardner with us today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome, by the way. It's 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. I think the number was about 10% of the final tally went outside of oil country, so that's an example. And, of course, you and I have talked about this before, but, I mean, there are oil impacts, in every corner of North Dakota. And I would argue in a very positive way in jobs and in businesses that are expanding to meet the needs of the oil patch, but also on the communities like a Jamestown getting pounded pretty good with truck traffic on 52. And I mean, so there are legitimate impacts at pretty much every corner of North Dakota, are there not?
There are. And, we also had we called it the Bakken Boundary Cities. Those were cities that were not in the Big Ten counties, but along the edge in other counties. And we talked to it. We got some funding to them, too, because many of them have, they have people living there because they're so close to the oil patch. They live there and then they drive in. And so we got some money to those communities, too. So we did the best we could. And I would like to point out, there are some that would like more. Why couldn't you give us more? We took it all, Scott. We took it all, and we apportioned it as fairly as we could. And I know that not everybody is happy, but there are some that are really been taken care of as far as their needs.
And again, most of that was just to make sure 2015 construction season could get going, but it's sort of catch up, right? I mean, that's the term that I think a lot of folks in especially in oil country say, okay, we can breathe a little bit. We get caught up. The funding going forward is obviously a concern as well, and that would be addressed in the formula change. What did you make of what the House passed before they finished up on crossover on that front?
Well, first of all, I want to say you're right on. The money for the oil counties was the 2015 construction so they could keep going. The money that they were getting from the current formula wasn't enough to take care of the high needs that they have out there. So that's right. It was out to get out there. It was to catch up. It was to take care of the 2015. Then the formula bill, which is still alive, it came over to the Senate from the House. It was one of the last bills passed in the House. We, as you know, when that bill was introduced, it was sitting with 60% of the gross production tax was to go to the political subs. We were changing it from 25%, which it is currently, to 60%, and the state would go from 75 to 40. And I want to point out that that is not all of the oil tax. It's only the gross production tax. And it's only 80% of that. So it's not, I don't want our listeners to think that the West is trying to take all of the money. They're not. And so it's only a small portion. And so the House brought it over. They didn't come with the 60-40 the way it was introduced. They came with the 30-70, 30 for the locals, 70 for the state. Now, I just want to say this at this point. They did that because they were reacting to the price of oil. And we do have to take that into consideration. When the bill was introduced, oil was still over $80 a barrel or close thereof. So things have changed, and so we'll have to take a real good look at it. I'll be honest with you, Scott. We're waiting. We're going to be waiting for March 18th when Moody's Analytical comes in and gives us their forecast before we, you know, make any definite proposals to the formula bill in which the House sent over.
But that's obviously a dramatic change, and I understand what your explanation is. On the other hand, if I'm sitting in Watford City or Williston or Dickinson, I'm saying the same amount of work needs to be done. So to just up at 30% and go that drastically different than what was proposed is not going to cut it, is it?
No, we're gonna offer something higher than that. There's no question about it. But at this point, I'm willing to just wait until we get that forecast. Even with that forecast, even if it stays the same as what we are looking at right now, I think it needs to be more than that. And we have some other commitments that the state has made that we need to take a look at. But I would agree with that statement that we need to have a little bigger percentage coming to the locals than what's in the bill now.
Not to mention, isn't the philosophy behind this to say, look, there's needs there, and rather than have the dollars come to Bismarck and then say, okay, go back out, keep the dollars there on the front end, and you deal with your projects. I mean, there's some responsibility that comes with that increased funding in these communities and counties as well, isn't it, Rich?
Well, that's right. And the other thing is, we don't want to be running another surge bill. We're not interested in coming back in next session and asking for money for Jumpstart or surge. We would like to set this and just leave it so that those cities and counties can plan. That's what they're asking for. We want an adequate stream of revenue so we can plan, so we can bond, so we can make sure that we get our infrastructure in place. That's all they're asking.
Kurt in Mandaree has a question for you. Go ahead, Kurt. You're up for Senator Rich Wardner.
Good morning, Rich. I just wanted the audience to know that obviously everybody knows it's the pressure cook billion-dollar situation that runs through that as a Capitol building, and I'm one that watches things there. And I just want to say that all North Dakotians should be proud of the leadership that Rich and Al Carlson are leaders there in the legislative session and how they're handling this. It's a common sense program that Rich is talking about, and that's what this state is, and it's not easy. It's complicated, and I for one want to thank the leadership in this state in going in the right direction.
Well, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate that. Coming from you, it's a real compliment.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate it very much. Senator Rich Wardner with us. Questions, comments, welcome. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Short break, and we'll come back with more. We're live in Harvey, North Dakota today with the What's in Your Town tour. Do this at least once a month and love getting out and about, being out here and being in those communities. We're going to be over JW's Pizzeria a little later on today and meet some more of the folks here from Harvey who are doing just great. A lot of great things happening. We're broadcasting live from the Dakota Seasonings location in Harvey today. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In Harvey, North Dakota, the What's in Your Town Tour, Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafting, Arvid Communications, and Little Missourian Suites, and Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City and Newtown, bringing these broadcasts live all across the great state of North Dakota to find out what's in your town. We love going there. By the way, if you have a suggestion for a future tour stop, let us know. We love hearing about it. Also want to thank the good folks here in Harvey for making our broadcast possible, including Harvey Sand and Gravel, Tom's Home Furnishings, Gooseneck Implement, First International Bank and Trust, State Farm Insurance Agent Bob Flack, Amberlin Foods, and our good friends right here, Dakota Seasonings. Love being here. The smell in here is just incredible. All those seasonings are just a lot of fun. Also, the Medicine Shop and Mid-Dakota Lumber as well. as First State Bank of Harvey. Thanks to all of them for making our broadcast possible. We're heading for JW's Pizzeria and Restaurant, and also I want to thank our friends from the Cobblestone Inn, our hospitality sponsor. They were quite hospitable for folks that lost their home last night, as a matter of fact, as well. Here, opened up as a temporary shelter, and now I see Red Cross has announced that they're opening a service shelter as well to assist the affected families from the apartment fire here. And volunteers from Minot, Jamestown, Fargo deploying to operate the center and meeting those affected, giving them assistance to meet needs. And, you know, they give them things they need, toys for kids, and working with the Wells County Emergency Management folks as well. So Salvation Army is here as well. So that's fantastic. So kudos to Red Cross, Salvation Army, and all those that have been helping the folks here in Harvey with the fire. Wrapping up our conversation with Senator Rich Wardner, talking about crossover and where we're at. Just want to finish on the oil tax funding formula version that passed in the House. Senator Representative John Nelson, Republican Rugby, is quoted in the Tribune story here today saying that the bill had several flaws, including that Mandan fit the definition of a hub city, along with Williston, Dickinson, and Minot, because it has at least 7.5% of its employment in the oil and gas industry. Refinery's been here for 60 years, and either we're awful slow at recognizing the impact of that refinery or there's something wrong with this system. What do you say to that, Senator?
Well, we'll take a look at it. You know, he makes the point, but the fact is that there are people in the Bismarck-Mandan area, lots of them that work out in the patch, and there is impact there. How much, I can't tell you that, but we will be taking a good look at that when it gets over in the Senate. And I just want to say one other thing, Scott, that the people out here in the West that have received that money from the surge bill to help with infrastructure are very thankful. I've received several emails of people thanking the legislature for what they've done and the vision of the governor. And so, I just want everybody in the state to know this money is going to be well spent to help move the state of North Dakota forward, because this oil play, the price of oil is going to come back. The activity is going to be here, and we're going to continue to receive revenue at the state level that will help the whole state. So we're very thankful for what we received.
The other thing I want to give you a chance to respond to is House Minority Leader Ken Onstad said that the oil patch community should have been properly addressed years ago, saying it's unfortunate that going into the session we had a lot of high expectations. If we would have funded those counties in western North Dakota, we wouldn't have had to deal with this surge fund. What do you say about that?
Well, I guess, you know, it's always easy to look back. The big thing is that nobody really understood what was going on out here. And, you know, we had to get people to come out here and see it. And so they were reluctant to fund more in the formula going back four sessions ago. They just didn't believe what's going to happen, what happened. And now we've kind of come to a point where everybody understands, number one, it did happen. There are impacts out here. And the big thing is it was a lot of it was said was, well, they don't know just how they're going to spend the money. They know how they're going to spend the money out here. They know what their needs are, and they have planned accordingly. So the money will be very well spent, very efficient.
And I know your concern here, obviously, and an explanation on the dramatic change in what was proposed versus what passed in the House is the oil price. Is there any thought to adding a some sort of a kicker or you know, a trigger to as the oil price comes back, to increase that closer to what was originally planned for the formula change?
The answer is yes. We're looking at several scenarios there. So we're already planning and taking a look at different ways to look at this funding into the future and putting contingencies or triggers in there that if the price comes back, we would trigger more money coming back to the locals. So we're looking at all that, you bet.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to add, Senator? Anything else you're excited about for the second half here?
Well, all I can tell you is that going from what you said before you introduced me, and that was The legislature has worked hard the first part. I mean, both houses worked hard. I know in the Senate, Democrats, Republicans, everybody worked hard to get us to where we're at. We will have some heavy lifting going in after crossover now. And I'll tell you what, I feel confident that we're going to meet the challenge and come out with a good product.
Sounds good, Senator. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Senator Rich Wardner, Majority Leader in the Senate in North Dakota, our guest. That's all from Harvey, folks. Thanks to the folks at Harvey Sand and Gravel, Tom's Furnishings, First International Bank of Trust, Gooseneck Implement, First State Bank of Harvey, Bob Flack, State Farm Insurance, Amberland Foods and Dakota Seasonings, Medicine Shop, Mid-Dakota Lumber, and, of course, the folks at Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafton, Harvey Communications, and Teddy's Residential Suites for bringing us to Harvey, North Dakota today.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.